Good morning and welcome to Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. We have just a few announcements this morning, but the one we might be most excited about is that we've got lunch after worship. The scholarship committee is hosting a taco bar, salad bar, and potato bar to go along with the silent auction and the basket raffle. And so Joe's got a couple things he wants to say about that.
Good morning. So today's D-Day for us, okay? So this is the do-it day. And I have brought the basket that is going to be raffled that people are buying tickets for. And it's got a nice wall decoration here. It says Choose Joy. I do have a list of all the of almost everything, whatever I could see. I didn't want to take it apart to write everything down. But this is one of eight baskets, okay? The other seven are going to be raffled off as silent auction, okay? And just remember, we're all friends and family, and this is for the scholarship. So don't feel bad if somebody outbids you unless they only put up a penny more, okay? We got to have bigger numbers. So please join us, regardless of whether you want to contribute or not. Please stay with us for lunch. We're Lutherans. We eat well, okay? So we're just getting you primed for next week, all right? And we'll have this down in the fellowship hall when you come down there, and we'll have stuff set up. Plates will be sitting at the table, so if you want to, you'll just grab a plate and then head to the kitchen. And if you have any other questions, we do have gluten-free option for the beef. It is seasoned with gluten-free seasonings. So we have chicken, and then of course salad and potatoes. So come join us.
So he is right. Next Sunday is the 4th of July cookout that is hosted by the Fellowship Committee after worship. There'll be hot dogs and hamburgers and all the fixings. I think we are asked to bring a dessert and bring some chairs, but it's possible we might be eating in the Fellowship Hall since it's going to be in the 90s that day. So keep lookout for the announcement about the chairs. Also, next Sunday is Camp Sunday. We are back from camp and had a wonderful, wonderful week, and we can't wait to tell you all about it and sing some songs and worship together next Sunday. Next Saturday, from 10 to 12, Pastor Garrett and Pat Elder are hosting a Protestant prayer bead workshop where they're going to help us put together some prayer beads and teach us how to pray with those. It's going to be a really neat experience, but they do ask that we sign up so they can bring enough supplies. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the ramp, so as you make your way to lunch, if you want to come to that, just sign up so they can bring enough supplies with them. Also down the ramp, make sure that you check your mailboxes. There's a lot of stuff in a lot of mailboxes, and I know we don't always go down that ramp, but make sure you check your mail today. We've got a few birthdays this week. Herb Lohr, Raya Parsons, Janine Hamilton, and Rex Everhart. Celebrating their anniversary this week are Eddie and Tina Heitman, and I think it's 25 years this year. Those numbers that end in 0 and 5 are always big numbers. And then celebrating his baptism this week is Ty Heitman. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's abundance, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people in God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With you.
And also
let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us, by your power, preserve us, and by your wisdom, instruct us, by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning. It's so good to see you. Are you guys having a good time at your grandparents' house this weekend? Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, let me scoot over so Kate and Cameron can sit. Lincoln, you want to come sit over here with us? Okay. Can you scooch in there? Perfect. Good morning, everybody. Have any of you had the chance to go swimming yet this summer? You have? Oh, well, the time is coming, right, Mom? He'll get there this summer sometime. Well, this morning we are going to continue talking about, in our children's sermons, baptism. And what are we baptized with?
Water.
Water, that's exactly right. We are baptized with water. Water makes up a lot of the earth. Water makes up a lot of our bodies. And in water, we are baptized and become God's children. Now let me look at your foreheads. Let's see. Well, I can't see it, but I know it's there. When you were baptized, you were marked with the cross of Christ forever. And even though I can't see it, I know that it is there. And so one of the ways that when we can remember our baptism is by making the sign of the cross, because we were marked with the cross in baptism. And so sometimes we do that when we come forward for communion. We dip our finger in the water, make the sign of the cross on our forehead, where the pastor did that at our baptism. Sometimes when I'm washing my hands or washing my dishes with the water, I remind myself of my baptism, that I am God's beloved daughter. And you know what else we can do if we don't have water around? We can make the sign of the cross on our bodies. So I thought I might teach you that today. So take your right hand, take this hand, this hand, this hand, and touch your forehead. And say, in the name of the Father. And then touch the middle of your chest. In the name of the Son. Can you say that? In the name of the Son. And then touch your shoulders. The Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit. So start on this one. Holy Spirit. Okay, let's try that all together. In the name of the Father. And in the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Spirit. Good job, everybody. So if you want to remember your baptism, you can do that. In fact, Martin Luther said every day should start our day by making the sign of the cross and remembering our baptism, remembering that we are God's child. We actually do that in worship a few times too. We do it when we gather together at the beginning of church. We do it when the forgiveness of sin is said over us. You probably see some of us do it when we take communion. And then we do it at the end of the service too, when we're sent out in God's name. So you can remember your baptism anytime you're with some water, or anytime you want to make the cross over yourself. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for baptism and making us your children. Help us to remember our baptism so that we can remember that you love us so much. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You all may go to Children's Church with Susan today.
The Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament lesson is from Acts. So those who welcomed Peter's message were baptized. And that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to Jesus, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went into the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I bring you very warm greetings from our brothers and sisters at Camp Agape, who are also our faithful partners in faith. Last Sunday, you sent us with your prayers and blessings and entrusted us into their care for a week. And my goodness, did they care for us. We can't wait to tell you more about our incredible time at camp next Sunday. There were 25 confirmands at camp and about 10 to 12 counselors and staff. And I made it my goal by Wednesday morning to have all of their names memorized. Now, it did help that we played some fun get-to-know-you games, like gathering in a big circle, and we shared our name and something we're looking forward to this summer, and our favorite flavor of ice cream. And we would do it faster and faster each time, until we tried our best to have learned everybody's name. By the way, my name is Pastor Anna. I am excited for two fun services we're doing at my church this summer, Camp Sunday and Christmas in July. And my favorite flavor of ice cream is chocolate peanut butter. Names are important in many more ways than I can say this morning. But to have someone learn our name and call us by that, it's meaningful and it can be very powerful. I have quite a few names. Anna, Pastor Anna, PA, Pastor, and lots of nicknames that I answer to from my mom, like Sweet Child of Mine from the Guns N' Roses song, and Mon Chou, a term of endearment in French that literally means my cabbage, but it actually means my sweetheart or my precious one, my darling. Even though I am just one person, each of these names tells you something a little bit different about me. So for example, you have many names too, right? Johnny, your name is Johnny, but you also have the name Dad, and you have the name Papa, right? Johnny's one person, but each of these names tells you something different about him. Well, have you ever thought much about all the different names for Holy Communion? There's Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the breaking of bread, the Mass, the the foretaste of the feast to come, and many, many others, but those are the most common ones for us. You might ask, why are there so many different names? And how do you know which ones to use? Well, today, as we continue our summer sermon series on Holy Communion, Food for the Journey, we're going to talk about that. As with many things in our faith, communion is such a big concept, so there are many metaphors or word pictures to help us talk about it and think about it. And when it comes to Holy Communion, each word picture or name emphasizes a particular element of the sacrament. It's like a kaleidoscope. It's the same kaleidoscope, the same things are inside, but when you turn it, you see it differently. The thing that all of these names have in common is that they all remember the Passover in Exodus. They all remember the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. They also remember all of the meals that Jesus ate throughout his ministry. And they all look forward to the great feast that God will prepare for all people when Jesus comes again. But let's go ahead and jump in. The Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper speaks of the meal that the risen Christ offers the church. It's the meal of the Lord's Day, the day each week that we celebrate Christ's resurrection. The Lord's Supper has its roots in Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth. When he was speaking about the meal, he wrote, "When you come together, is it not the Lord's Supper that you eat?" Calling the sacrament the Lord's Supper reminds us whose meal this is. It's our Lord Jesus Christ's meal, not ours. He is the host, and we come at his invitation. Holy Communion highlights the holy community of people that is established by the Holy Spirit in this sacrament. Notice that the last part of the word community is unity. As we encounter Christ in the bread and wine, the Holy Spirit forms us into one body with Jesus, and as a result, one body with one another. We all share Jesus in common. The word communion comes from the Latin translation of the Greek word koinonia. I don't know if you've all heard that word before. Koinonia, which means fellowship or community. As both a local church, our church family, and part of the Catholic or universal church, we all share together in the life of Christ. And we share together in life with one another. When we receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, the Holy Spirit unites us to Christ and his body, the church, making us one communion, one community with Jesus and all of creation. The Eucharist. The Eucharist is the most common name for the sacrament. This name is also found in Scripture and some of the earliest documents we have from the early church, dating back to the first and second centuries. Eucharist comes from the Greek word eucharistio, and it means thanksgiving. Fun fact, also tucked inside the word Eucharist are the Greek words for grace and joy. In its noun form, Eucharist means thanksgiving. In its verb form, it means giving thanks. So think about the formula of Jesus eating meals, right, in the Gospels, but especially at the Last Supper. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it. Well, in Greek, Jesus took bread, and he Eucharistiad. Right? Jesus gave thanks. And so that's where we get the word Eucharist from. Jesus gave thanks. It's the word used for the prayers of thanksgiving that are offered at a meal. It recalls the ways that Jews would give thanks and praise to God during their meals, the very ordinary ones and the high feast ones, like the Passover feast. The name Eucharist invites us to see that the entire meal is a great thanksgiving to the triune God for creation and for all creation's redemption in Christ. It's also why in our meal part of the journey, you see titles like the Great Thanksgiving and the Eucharistic Prayer. We give God thanks in this meal for who God is, for what God has done in creation and through Christ, and for what God will continue to do. Eucharistil. How about Mass? Mass comes from the Latin word missa, which means dismissal. The last words at a Mass in Latin are ita missa est, which means go. Go, it's finished. Go, you are sent out. It's a powerful reminder that we come to the table to be fed and nourished so that we can be sent out back into the world to love and serve our neighbors. We feed on the body of Christ so that we can become Christ's body for the world. In the early church, when they gathered together in homes, they were literally sent out from that worship to take the consecrated elements that remained to those who were not able to come, and they were sent with the remaining food from their meal to take to the poor. Mass, or missa, is also where we get the word mission from, right? We are called, our mission is to be Christ's body in the world. Ita missa est. You've been fed. You've been strengthened, you've been forgiven, now go. You are sent out. And last for today, but certainly not least, the breaking of bread. This is also one of the earliest names for the Eucharistic celebration. As we read in the Acts passage earlier, the earliest followers of Jesus devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. To the breaking of bread is another way to say Holy Communion. This sacrament reminds us, this name for the sacrament reminds us that Jesus is the bread of life, broken for the sake of the world. This action also recalls that at many meals and at the Last Supper, that Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples. Think about the meal that Jesus shared with Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas after they arrived in Emmaus on the day of the resurrection. Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. There are many names for this blessed sacrament in which we receive the body and blood of Christ. And I love all of them and wish we could use all of them. So I was thinking maybe we could start a trend and call it the Lord's Eucharistic Foretaste of the Feast to Come Breaking Bread Communion Mass. What do you think? Would that catch on? The Lord's Eucharistic Foretaste of the Feast to Come Bread Breaking Communion Mass. Maybe not, it's a big mouthful. But I do think that each of these names can help us to appreciate the different aspects and the different meanings of this great gift that we receive. When we think about and reflect on the different names, we can deepen our understanding of the sacrament which is not only at the center of our lives, but at the center of our worship. Right? In the Kyrie, we pray that God would grant us peace, that we would center our lives in the water and word, that we would be nourished at God's table, that this sacrament is the center of our lives as followers of Jesus. At this table, not only is Jesus our host, but he is also the very food that we take and eat and drink. And in doing so, God does far more than we could ever ask or imagine. God strengthens us, comforts us, forgives us, nourishes our faith, makes us one with Christ and his body, the church. Jesus is made known to us. God gives us hope for the feast to come. We are sent out to be Christ's body in the world for the sake of the world, and so much more. Sisters and brothers, as we spend our lives letting God transform us with this sacrament, may we continue to live more deeply into the fullness of this gift of grace, until that great day when Jesus comes again and restores all things and makes all things new, and we will feast at God's table, rejoicing that God has swallowed up death forever. May it be so. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe
in Jesus Christ, God's only Son,
our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen.
We come before the Triune God to pray for our communities, ourselves, and our world. Equip your faithful people to approach this world with a sense of wonder. Make your church a safe place to explore big questions, troubling doubts, and honest laments. Humble our hearts to repent the ways of that communities of faith have inflicted pain or trauma. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You spoke creation into order from the chaos of the swirling deep. May your name be praised by rivers and seas, wetlands and waterfalls. Secure clean water for all people and protect water sources from contamination or exploitation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Amid whirlwinds of division, violence, and conflict, remind us again that you are as steadfast as the foundations of the earth. Rejuvenate peacemakers, advocates, and community organizers when they feel weary in their work. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Deliver your people from their distress, O God. We lift before you all who are sick or struggling, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Mike and Joanna, Debbie, John, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our hips or silently in our hearts. Grant consolation and peace to all who live with chronic, terminal, or persistent illness. In times of affliction or hardship, sustain us in faith. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Enfold all travelers with your protection. Bless the comings and goings of this assembly as we travel for leisure or for work. Let all journeys be met with hospitality on the way, and let community members return to us with celebration. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Now is the day of salvation for all the redeemed of the Lord. Joined together with the great cloud of witnesses, we give thanks for your steadfast love and your wonderful works. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Receive our prayers, O God, and come quickly to our aid. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with those around you. Peace be with you, Mickey.
Peter said, "Why, hello there, where have you been? We've got a mansion ready, so come right in. Then he ran for an angel to act as his guide. He spread his wings a time or two and learned how to fly. Well, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you travel down the Golden Avenue. There are mansions left and right, and you're thrilled at every sight. And the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven, when you realize your weary days are through. You'll be glad you were not idle to try and read your Bible. It's a great morning, a great morning, a great morning for you.
Up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy.
Merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Come. please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to love the world with your own life. In your name we pray. Amen.
Before we offer the blessing, why don't I say a prayer for our meal so that once you go in, you can begin eating. God, we thank you for this day and for each other, and ask that you would bless the time of fellowship in that fellowship hall, and that you would bless the food to the goodness and nourishment of our bodies. Bless us and strengthen us as we serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. The blessing of God, who provides for us, who feeds us, and who journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Let's say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
You are the body of Christ.
Thanks be to God.